This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. We're just about getting to the point of having to put him on the what we call the imaging as part of the news team. Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, Douglas Public Health Network, the public health officer for the area. And I wanted to check in with you again about sort of the reaction you're getting from folks in Douglas County. I know you had another Facebook Live event last night.
So we're getting lots of positive stuff from people in the county. I think people are glad to get some local information. There's certainly a lot of worry out there, and I think that worry is well-founded. But this community is truly amazing in its ability to pull together.
So what were some of the questions you got last night?
So we got a lot of questions about testing, and I think testing is going to be the big question here. We did a successful pilot drive-through on Tuesday. We're going to do more widespread testing tomorrow at the fairgrounds. And again, go to that Facebook Live thing for the details. But we're going to try to set this up through the local doctors, and we hope to collect 45 or 50 tests tomorrow.
Right, and that would be routed through the people that are already under doctor's care and that sort of thing.
Right, so this test is most accurate if people have been sick between 2 and 12 days. So we're not looking for people who just got sick this morning or people have been sick for a month. So this test is most accurate for those people in that mid-range. So we're going to ask the doctors to evaluate and take a look at those.
And as we continue on, our number is 75 in Oregon as of late yesterday morning. A new number will come out just before noon from the Oregon Health Authority. And even nationally, numbers going up as well.
Yeah, they're going very quickly. So in the U.S., we're now over 10,000 cases, and each day we're having more cases than the day before, so it really looks like this is an increasing problem.
Now, on the other side of the curve, if you will, in our early morning news programs today, I believe the number in China yesterday was one new reported case.
So the number of cases in China are very much down. There's always some skepticism about the Chinese data, but with enough foreign observers there, clearly they've made a dent in the number of new cases they've had there.
Now, Italy, though, is still not slowing down, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah, Italy is tragic. Over 30,000 cases. They may today overtake China in the number of deaths.
Now, when you back up a few steps, if I understand correctly, Italy waited quite a while before they took a lot of steps versus China, Korea, other places that, in Korea in particular, maybe not so much as with China, but before they moved in quickly.
So each country has approached this differently. And when this is all over, we'll look at the approaches that work. Both China and Korea did extensive early testing and extensive quarantining of people who were positive. Italy was a little later in doing testing. We're later still. So we'll see how it works out.
And so if we go back to when did you first start hearing about this in China?
So I became aware of this about January the 10th. By January the 23rd, it was pretty clear that there was a problem in China, and that's when they started doing it. We did our first call on this in mid-January, and we've been meeting daily about this since then. I think any of the epidemiologists who looked at this worry about this pandemic, because this bug appeared to be both serious and contagious, really the first one we've seen in a long time.
And so if you kind of look at that time frame, should we kind of expect a similar one in the U.S., or is that too early to forecast?
It's a little early to forecast. I saw I saw graphs today from each of the countries after they hit 50 cases. So this is something I've been following for a while. But you look at each country after they've hit 50 or 100 cases, and they all have almost exactly the same curve, which is a very, very, very steep mountain. How long it lasts is different. In Korea, really, after about 3 weeks, they got under control. But in Korea, it was really just in one spot of the country, and they were able to get that down. China took about 6 weeks to get it under control. No other country really has it under control.
Of the new cases announced yesterday in Oregon, one of them was a high school student at Aloha High School who, according to the reports I've seen, was still attending class while they were ill. I don't know at what point that stopped, but that probably puts a note of caution out there for what people tend to do when they are a little bit sick.
So our recommendation is you're sick to stay home. We know with this illness that especially young people may have really mild symptoms, and mild symptoms enough that they would still feel well enough to go to school. And so this is a different time now. The different time now is if you feel sick, you really should stay home. And if you're at work and somebody else is sick, they should go home. Really, we want to go ahead and increase the social distancing we have, decrease the number of people who you could touch during the day, and by doing that, we'll be able to decrease the spread of this virus.
And it seems like at the front end, though, it's a little bit hard, I mean, to know, because you think, well, this might just be a regular cold. I'm not really that contagious. It's no big deal. And a lot of people are reticent to, you know, cause, you know, problems with coworkers, giving them more work to do and things like that.
Right. So this is a big problem because, you know, a lot of people go to work when they're a little bit sick. Most people get 3 or 5 colds a year. And if you stayed home for a week every time you had a cold, most people would exhaust their sick leave. And a lot of people don't even have sick leave. So that would be a big problem. But this is different. And this is different because common colds don't kill anybody. But this will kill 15% of the seniors who get it. So we really have to do a little different this time than we would during the regular times.
So the COVID-19 hotline, 464-6550. And that is open all 11 and a half hours a day.
Yeah, so we're open 8 in the morning till 7:30 at night. We've had incredible help from our community partners. We have call screeners, nurses, and doctors. We have people from around the state helping us out on this, and it has been truly great.
So that number is available for people that have questions. Anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
No, other than be gentle with your doctors on asking for the testing. The testing requirements and all that are really fairly complex for the doctors to do, and they're going to be getting that this morning. So give them a few hours to get that and get ready before we deluge people with doctors for tests.
All right, Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.